بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود، وأحب الصيام إلى الله صيام داود. كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام سدسه ويصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the most beloved salah to Allah is the salah of Dawood alayhi salatu salam, and the most beloved fast to Allah ta'ala is the fast of Dawood alayhi salatu salam. In other words, that salat that Dawood alayhi salatu salam read and the type of fast he kept that is most beloved to Allah, he used to sleep for half the night and then remain in worship for 1/3 of it, and sleep for 1/6 of it. And he used to fast on one day, and he would skip the next day. So he used to fast one day, and not keep on the other day. You find many times some Sahaba radiallahu anhu wish to keep Roza every day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them, and he said, the best type of fasting is you keep one day, and then you don't keep the next day. So you gain some strength to keep for the following day. So you keep on a Monday, for example, you don't keep on Tuesday, you keep on Wednesday, and then you don't keep on Thursday. So like that, that's the best type, way of fasting. And also, in the night, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would rest. He would sleep for 2/3 of the night, and then make ibadat of Allah ta'ala for the remainder of the night. So this gives the person sufficient rest and energy to be able to read his tahajjud salat with fervor, with zeal, with shauq, with khushu, with khudu. Otherwise, the person, if he's standing up for very long, and from the beginning of the night, for example, and the entire night he's standing up, then he won't be able to make the tahajjud for very long. After a few days, he'll become very, very tired, he might get sick. So Allah Ta'ala has made it deen very easy for us. Here in this hadith, Rasulullah is showing us moderation. Don't go extreme. The person entire night now he's in tahajjud and then he's fasting every day. Then as a human being, he requires some type of nourishment, he requires food, he requires some rest. Therefore, this is the type of fasting and salat that was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن في الليل لساعة لا يوافقها رجل مسلم يسأل الله تعالى خيرا من أمر الدنيا والآخرة إلا أعطاه إياه وذلك كل ليلة. رواه مسلم. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there is a certain time, there is a certain time at night wherein whatever good of this world is asked or the good of the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala will give the person. So any person makes dua at that particular time in the night, whether he's making dua for good of this world or the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will give it to him. And this happens every night. So again, there's a hidden hour, hidden time in the night. Like how Laylatul Qadr is a hidden night. We do not know exactly, we can't say 100% is the 21st or 23rd or 24th or 27th or 29th. Rasulullah said you must search for it. Like that Allah has kept this hour hidden in the night, so that a person, whatever duas he makes at that particular time, and it is time for ijabah, time for maqbooliyat, then his duas are accepted. So many people say it is towards the end of the night, the last third of the night, some say it's middle, the dead of the night, middle of the night. And as I said, most of the ulama have said, it's the final moments of the night. So our job is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, carry on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, it will be muwafiq, and it will coincide with that time when dua is accepted. Allah grant all of us tawfiq, hidayat, wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala.